Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 19th of August, and right now it's partly cloudy on 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast with the temperatures between low of 28 to high of 33 with a heat index of 37 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and later on we can expect overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, then chance of a rain after midnight. Winds from southwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain is on 60%. Morning humidity was on 71 and it will drop on 59% by noon. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 95%, and on Wednesday's full moon in Aquarius. It will be a blue moon by the seasonal definition, and that is the third of four full moons to take place in a season, in this case between the June 2013 solstice and September equinox. Our real Board of Service support team invites friends in the services to join them for the Board of Service annual gathering on Thursday, 22nd of August, between 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at La Terrasse. They look forward to sharing a summary of the service activities in the past year and to hear your ideas about directions for the year ahead. On Wednesday, 28th of August, between 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan in International Zone, we are invited to a musical offering of devotional songs by Mohan Mistry from the ashram and his students. The event will be held in the Savitri Bhavan Amphitheater. And Auroville Basketball League was disrupted on Saturday, and they are saying that the scheduled basketball league on Saturday has been further postponed to today, provided there is no rain to cause further postponement of the league matches. They are thanking us for our understanding, especially the young basketball players who turned up on Saturday for their matches and were disappointed to see none of their organizers present. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we can participate at Villanelle e Tarantelle, which would be a collective listening and dancing to the ancient yet contemporary rhythms for the soul of Naples and southern Italy. Auroville Council would like to request the community to remember that Aurovillians in our working groups are working with their mandates that they have been given by us to do their job. If individuals are complaining about perceived injustice, they ask our fellow Aurovillians to first fully inform themselves in a mood of trust instead of accusation and criticism, which is highly demotivating for the people who are on the daily work already understaffed due to the lack of active participation of the community. They are asking us not to make a division between them, but be informed before we make judgment and draw conclusions. This is necessary in order to prevent reaching a state where the community could easily be misled and manipulated over single issues that could be taken care of with a precise study. They are pleading to us, let us collaborate constructively towards perfection instead of tearing everything down. Lavenir d'Auroville Town Development Council wants to draw an attention to some illegal constructions in the area, unless they are saying that recently Auroville has been experiencing a sudden support of in private developments in and around the city area. This poses a serious problem in terms of protecting the master plan. To circumvent these unwanted developments, Lavenir d'Auroville TDC is actively engaged with local authorities in cooperation with the Working Committee and the Auroville Foundation. They're asking us to inform the TDC/Lavenir office of any private developments in your area. For more information, please write to avenir@auroville.org. Following is an invitation to women in Auroville and in the villages on strengthening the safety of the women, which will happen on Sunday, 1st of September at Sahodari House in Piliar Covil Street, which is near Aman Temple in Kotakara village. Sahodari Foundation, which is an organization working for gender non-conforming people, women and children, invites women living in Auroville and in the villages to participate in the program on strengthening the safety of women. They will discuss on strategies and measures to strengthen the safety of women living in and around Auroville. Let us network and be united to stop this growing violence and sexual harassment against women. Come, talk, listen and share. Get informed. You can call Kalki on 763-974-1916 or email to aurokalki@gmail.com for information and queries. On Friday, September 6th, Auroville will be among 18 international sites hosting an event called Art Break Day. This is community art gathering supported by the US-based arts organization. Art is Moving invites everyone and anyone to take a break and create art for free. For this event, a grant provided of $500 of colorful art supplies which have already arrived, including gifts for the first 100 participants. More details on location timings will be announced soon, and as they are preparing, are looking for more volunteers to help throughout the day. Anyone can sign up for a sheet to help set up and maintain the supplies as people come and go, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Please contact Krupa at krupa@orville.org or you can call her on 94-86-287495. As you may notice, in the international zone, the area of Africa House is moving and they're asking for our support in creation of their temporary structure for volunteers and students. You can help either financially or with wood, windows, doors, furniture or other useful materials, because some of the young African volunteers are building a treehouse together with Philip from YC as part of some first temporary structures on the Africa House site in the international zone. Africa House account is 251476 and you can contact either Jaya on 9159180952 or Clapton on 9789637204. On Thursday, 22nd of August at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents Orville, the Story of an Utopia, which is a documentary film about Orville made in 2008 by Hélène Risser and produced by Public Sénat. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. there were screen pictures of Sri Aurobindo's poems, part 1 and 2, paintings and reciting by Huta. The films are done by Manohar. In Cinema Paradiso and Town Hall, they will follow this week's Human Journey series. Humanity is probably the only species to have the ability to adapt to all environments across the globe, from the comfort of modern cities to the outright hostility of jungles, oceans, and the frozen vast. This two-week series intends to celebrate this unique genius with a variety of movies, documentaries, and feature films. So tonight at 8 p.m. we can see documentary Human Planet, episode 1, Oceans into the Blue, and episode 2, Desert Life in the Furnace, which were made in UK in 2011 by director Nicholas Brown. And tomorrow there was screen drama Hada Konoshima, The Naked Island, which was made in Japan in 1960 by director Kaneto Shindo. And on Wednesday we can see documentaries Human Planet, episode 3, Arctic, Life in the Deep Freeze, and episode 4, Jungles, People of the Trees, made in UK in 2011, again by director Nicholas Brown. And the mother wrote, "There is one thing you must learn. Never to rely on anyone or anything, whatever, except the divine. For if you lean upon anyone for support, the support will break. You may be sure of that." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orovilleradio.org. Yeah.